Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God that we are alive and that we are in church today. Amen. So welcome again to the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I am going to just share a little bit about the heart of worship. And when Miss Tanya said the last song we are singing is Heart of Worship, I said, well, that was the topic. How did you just get that? The heart of worship. So I believe God is calling us. This is a house of worship. Amen. I want to thank God for the privilege to share with the people of God. I have nothing of my own. And thank you, Pastor, and the leaders of this church for allowing us the opportunity to share. Well, I'm going to be reading Revelation chapter 4 and a few verses in chapter 5. And we are going to talk about worship. But before then, Abby, do you have some of those pictures? We'd like to give you an idea. Those of us that are from Africa or Asia or some other parts of the world, you probably know how kings are on their throne. But some of you here, how many of you here have seen a king on his throne? See, only very few. Very few, okay. Some people here have seen that. Most of us haven't. So we have a few clips of some rulers. Now, that's a king. That's a local king in Nigeria. And he's seated. Look at how dressed he is on his throne. That's his throne. I don't remember. Now, these are the people that come to pay homage. You see, everybody else is on their knees, right? Only the king is on the throne. Nobody else is sitting. Next one, Abby. Thank you. Same thing. Now, I experienced this. I went to a place in Nigeria, and they told us all to take off our shoes from outside. And God was so kind, I didn't dress like this or like a Westerner. I would have really seen something that day. I dressed like somebody from that area, not even from the other side of Nigeria. And they told me, they looked at me, because women don't go in there. But somebody sent us, and they said, come in. And when we came in, this is how we all sat on the floor, on the carpet, all of us, before the man, a local man. Next one, Abby. Now, these are the people that go before him. I was asking my sister this morning, what's their name again? They are called Dogari. One is Dogari. If it's more than one, it's Dogare. They have uniforms like this. And they go before him. They are like the people that usher him in. They are like the people that do his bidding. These are like his officials. Okay, let's keep going. See, that's more of them again. And you can see them holding an umbrella over somebody. That's now the king coming with his staff of office. Look at the big umbrella over him. And everybody else is walking. Even the security, the government officials walk around him. Attention is on him. Next one. Thank you. Are we done? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's just to give us a picture of a worldly king. And in some places, you see people on horseback. Is it horse? Yes, riding ahead of him with the horses dressed up. And there was another one. We didn't get to those one. All of them were blowing trumpets. Abby, did you see that one? They were blowing trumpets. It's the first one I sent to you. They were blowing trumpets as he was appearing. And there were horses, nicely decorated horses, leading him. And people were dancing and celebrating as he was coming. This is a human being that when the breath goes off, that's it. That's it. That's stated in Psalm 145, 146, verse 1 and 2. It says, do not put your confidence in men. For the day their breath goes off, their dreams die. These are human beings that people do. Those people are paid. They have homes. They don't live in their homes. They are before the king. They are worshiping the king. They sit on the floor. Look at me. I was one of those that was sitting there. You think they are uneducated? That man that was sitting on the throne has some international awards. He went to university in America and in the United Kingdom. They are not local. They are not people. They are people that are really honored, some of them, and they follow them. Let's read Revelation chapter 4 as we talk about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one that is worthy of worship, the one that created you and I, And if he decides today it is over, it is over. Not just for you and I. If he decides today that the whole world should wrap up, that's the end of it. No one can contend with him. No one advised him. No one promoted him and put him on the throne. He is the king that is upon the throne. And he alone is worthy of worship. And we want to think together, reason together, and worship together today. Amen. Revelation chapter 4, I'll read very fast if you follow with me. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. We saw some of those seats, they were not sitting in it. But upon these seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. Listen to that. They rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Day and night. This is what they are saying. No rest. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that stands on the throne, they give glory and honor and thanks. These are things we can learn. Glory and honor and thanks. And they worshipped him that lived forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's jump to chapter 5, verse 8. God bless you, Pastor Victor. Verse 8. Now, talking about the Lamb, when he had taken the book, this is Jesus, the 4 beasts that we just read about, and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb. They fell down, each having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. That should encourage you that they have incense that comes from the prayer of this house and of prayer of your own family. Amen. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and tribe and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. Many angels joined this choir, this chorus. And the number of them was what? How many? Everybody, how many were they? Can you multiply that? I don't know the math of that one. And they were all saying with a loud voice, let's say it together, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth, every creature, the ant, the snake, the elephant, the human being, the kings and the poor man, every creature, and even the ones under the earth, those that are in the sea, the fish, the crab, the shrimp, all of them, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Let's say that together. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that seated upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts and everybody said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Lord, give us a taste, just a taste of what's going on in heaven and what we shall get to when we leave this earth. A taste of that. And Lord, awaken something in us today in the name of Jesus. What is worship? We are talking about the heart of worship, and I'm quoting from somebody here. It says, worship is to fall down before, to bow down. Worship is a state or an attitude of the spirit. Since it's an internal, individual act, it could and should be done most of the time or all the time in our lives, all the time, regardless of a place or situation. It says, therefore, Christians worship all the time, 7 days a week. When Christians formally gather together like we've done today, the emphasis should still be on individually worshiping the Lord. No one can worship you for me. We just sang it. So it's for you worshiping the Lord. Even in a congregation, participants need to be aware that they are worshiping God fully, fully on an individual basis. You are not waiting to hear Pastor Tanya's voice, Miss Miriam's voice, fully on your own. You should pour it out. May the Lord help us to get there in the name of Jesus. To whom much is given, much is required. We've been given so much. We are still alive and we are expected. There was a woman in Luke chapter 7, verse 47. We won't read the story now. Luke 12, 48. This woman, she came and was pouring oil on Jesus and perfume. And it was, the whole place was smelling so good. And the Jesus said, therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. As her great love has shown, she loved much. To whom much is given, much is required. But if you don't understand what's been given to you, your worship will be small. When you understand what the Calvary meant and where God has dug me out from, I will worship him. Worship is acknowledging how God is, how great he is. That's number one, how God is. That's the first thing we do when we worship. Isaiah 6, he saw the Lord and he said, woe am I, I'm undone. I'm an unclean man. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. First of all, you see how great God is. His splendor, his majesty, his magnificence, his greatness. And then secondly, what he has done. Seeing God, one, and acknowledging who he is, that's the first thing. And then you respond to what he has done. Another quote. That means, among other things, keeping praise of God as our focus. Opening our ears and our hearts to his word, because that's where you'll see him. Being willing to acknowledge our unworthiness and viewing worship as a time of recommitment, a time to pledge our allegiance, a time to acknowledge in our hearts to God our desire to put him first, our desire to serve him better, our desire to draw closer. True worship is not external. It's not what we sing, what we say. True worship is internal, from the heart. It comes from inside. Nehemiah was standing before the king, and the king said, why is your face this way? Because he saw something was not right. When it comes out of you, God will receive it. He will see it too. Amen? And he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is what? Who knows that scripture? Our reasonable, our spiritual worship, sacrifice. Worship is spiritual. Worship is inner health made audible. When inside you are whole and there's worship there, it brings out who you are before the Lord. I'm going to share just six things. They all start with P. They are short. And then I want us to practice this together, to join heaven as we get to the end of this. One, what's the purpose? It's a P. You start with a P. What's the purpose of worship? It's your breath in our lungs. That's what we sang. We were created for this. Thou art worthy. We read it in chapter 5. For thou hast created, has all things created. Thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure, they were created. We were created for his pleasure. We think we are here for ourselves, look good, get rich, get married, have children, build homes. And we were created solely, no other reason than to worship God. We were created for his pleasure. We need to understand that. We are only here because of that. And you know what? It says in John chapter 4, verse 21 to 23, it says God is looking for true worshipers. His eyes are saying, where are those people I made for myself? Where is that person I created to give me praise? Where is she? I'm not hearing her voice. But he made you for his pleasure. He made me for his pleasure. And he says that the fire on the altar should not do what? Never go out. Never go out. So on my own personal altar, in this church, in your home, let the fire of worship never go out. Abraham, wherever he went, he raised an altar. You know what an altar is? You remember that it's a connection between heaven and earth. It opened, he said a door was open in heaven. Remember when we read in Revelation 4? Abraham had opening between him and God. Remember Jacob? At Bethel, he saw angels ascending and descending because there was an altar there. And he said, I did not know that this was the house of God. If you make your house an altar, angels will come. But you yourself, you are an altar. We are the temple of the living God. If you make your life a place of worship, angels will walk with you. Before trouble comes, they are already there. When there's danger on the way, something will just tell you. You know how we say it? Something just told me not to do this or to do this. Your purpose on earth is to worship God. When Herod told, Pharaoh told Moses. Moses said, we have to go, we and our livestock, I read that to you. He says, Exodus 10, 26. He says, our livestock also shall go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind. Say that to yourself and your family. This year, 2026, not a hoof will be left behind. Satan, you are not having anybody in my family. And you are not having me. And you are not having my time. I'm not wasting my time on unnecessary things. See those things Sandy talked about? All those negative things we do this year. Our pastor encouraged us, just for 1 month, don't speak negative about anybody. Those things, you know those things? They are this way. Instead, everyone, I'm dragging everyone with me. Not a hoof will be left behind. For we must take some to serve, to worship our God. That's what Moses said. We must take all the animals and our family. Everybody will come with us because to worship means to serve, is to labor, is to do, is to minister. When you do those things, it's worship to the Lord. And he says no one will be left behind. C.S. Lewis, we know C.S. Lewis in his writings. He's so good on the subject of worship and his and praise. And he says there can be no real life in the soul, no completeness in the personality if true worship is absent. If there's no worship in your life, something is absent. He says to worship God in spirit and truth is simply to be awake, to have entered the real world, because that's the world you were created for, to worship God. Failure to do so results in great deprivation. The point again is that if there's no worship, there's no spiritual health. When we worship God, what we are saying is, here is my worship, all of my worship. I give you my everything, my everything, my everything, my all. That's what we are saying. But may God help us from today that when we say those things, it's not just we are in church, they are singing, let's sing with them. No, let it come from here. So that's the purpose of which we were created. Secondly, we are peculiar people. It's a peculiar lifestyle. I watched my sister and some children. We went to watch the movie David the other day with Valencia. And David, wherever he was jumping and singing. Pastor Wola said, worship God unashamedly. You know how he did that? To the point that his wife laughed at him and was angry. Worship God as if you are the only one. Like you are standing before an audience of one. Let there, and this worship is not necessarily just singing or saying things. From inside of you, you just see something and you are like, wow, wow. Peculiar lifestyle. We are coming to your presence, past the gates of praise, into your sanctuary, till we are standing face to face. I look upon your countenance. I see the glory of your grace. I can only bow down and say what? You are awesome. 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 Make it a lifestyle. Enter his presence and you will see him. Number three, it's a posture. It's how your heart is ready. When you go out, the Israelites said, God said to the Israelites in Exodus 3:12, and Moses, he said, when you come out of Egypt, you and the Israelites will worship me on this mountain. Come out of what? Come out of Egypt. We have to come out of some things in 2026. Come out and worship God. You can't be in Egypt and worship God. You can't be here and there, worship God 1 minute, the next minute. I was in a messianic temple sometime, and the rabbi came to church and he said, I want to confess something to you in case somebody comes to this church. I probably shared that here. He said, I drove in, you know how you wait at Walmart to just get into your parking lot, and somebody just came from somewhere, vroom, and just got in there. He said, I almost knocked him out. I went in and two of us looked at each other. And the man came out and said, oh, Rabbi, it's you? So he was confessing to us just in case the guy came to church. He said, if you see him here, then you know it's I did something. There are things we need to come out of, because you are expected as a child of God to be this. We all fail. We are still a work in progress. No one has made it. But that's why Pastor told us, if you've mistakenly, without knowing it, you've already spoken evil and you say you will not, quickly do what? Repent. It's a posture. The best way to learn to posture your heart is by reading God's word. The more you read God's word, the more it comes into you. The more it comes into you, it changes you. As you learn more of him, you grow more and more. You get more intimate with the Lord. And once you know the attributes and character of God, you begin to be like him. Like Moses in the presence of the Lord. He came out and he was looking different because he was in the presence of the Lord. Posture. The next one is personal response. Worship is as a heart response. What happened to Mary? We will not read that. You can check it later on in John chapter 12, verse 1 to 9. John 12, verse 1 to 9. In John chapter 11, you remember what happened in John chapter 11? Anybody? The raising of Lazarus from the dead. That was her brother. And so in John chapter 12, Jesus came to their house and people heard that Jesus was there. And they came. Some of them just came to see. And they even wanted to kill the Lazarus that was raised from the dead. But they came. Mary took that expensive perfume, poured it on Jesus, wiped his feet with her hair. You know why she was doing that? She had experienced something in John chapter 11. The raising of the dead. You see, many reasons why we don't worship God is that we forget too quickly. We don't have memorial stones to remind us, this is what God did for me. If you remember where he pulled you from and what he did for you last year, 10 years ago, all of us, if just think back in your mind, there's something God did that if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be sitting here. All of you can go back in your mind. But we forget. But Mary, she took that and she began to anoint him. And she was happy. And she brought her worship, all of her worship. Also, the Israelites is the first song in the Bible. It's in Exodus chapter 15. We sing from that. I will sing unto the Lord. He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my song. He has become my salvation. It was after they had crossed the Red Sea. You know, they were at the Red Sea. They couldn't go forward. Because there was the Red Sea, they couldn't go back. Why couldn't they go back? Anyone remember? There was no way out. On this side was water. On this side was water. On this side, it's not just water. It's the sea. And it had never parted before. They had nowhere. Have you ever felt so enclosed? Like there is no way out. And Satan is saying, I got you this time. There's no way out for you. Have you been like Paul and Silas, locked up in prison with their feet put in stocks? They were chained and there were guards sleeping around them. And even when they were coming out, I think it was Peter, there was a first gate, there was a second gate, there was an iron gate. Has the enemy ever locked you in so tight that no human being on earth can help you? Has there been such a thing in your life? When that has happened to you, please don't forget. I'm saying this to myself. Please don't forget. Go back there in your mind. It will do something to you. It will awaken you to worship him. When they came out, they sang the Israelites in Exodus 15. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will praise him, my father's God. I will exalt him. Then they began to talk about who he is. This one is about what he did. Then now they say, the Lord is a man of war. That's who he is. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. Testimony. His chosen captains are also drowned in the Red Sea. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. I like that. And he will do it again. Amen. Is there still an enemy that is contending with anybody's purpose for existence? The purpose for which you are here. The purpose for which you are seated in Cleveland right now. Even if you are just passing by. May the Lord God dash that enemy to pieces. In the name of Jesus. May that enemy sink and never come back again. And we are talking about Satan. Remember, it's not people. It's never people. It's always the enemy. He says, and in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. Hey, you will meet Satan rise against you today. You overcome and he goes and stops at the next place. He rises again. You overcome and go to the next place. He rises. It does not matter how many times. We have read the book and in the end, we win. He leads us in a triumphant procession. We are winners in the name of Jesus. As long as you are a person of worship, you are a person of praise, God rises up for you. You see, they say when you pray, when you have prayer requests and all those things, God sends angels. He said, go and give Balmati that brand new Mercedes Benz that is coming. Amen. But when you begin to worship, God comes down himself. Because he says he dwells in the midst of our praises. When you worship, God is not saying, angel, what is MK saying? No, he's saying, I'm coming myself. Because this is personal to me. I'm there by myself. So let's worship him. And Miriam took the tambourine. That's why I kept the tambourine here. She took the tambourine and was leading them as God, a warrior of military prowess, his victory. And you can sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known his word, his faithfulness to all who? Generations. The fifth one, and we're almost done. We have a few minutes left. It says in Romans 12, 1 to 2. I think I've read that already, quoted that. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That means all that is within me will bless your holy name. I live my life to worship you alone. That's a song. All that is within me will bless your holy name. It says, my soul, praise the Lord. You see, when you praise God, it's your soul that is involved. Your soul rejoices. That's why David says, my soul, praise the Lord. But when you worship the Lord, he says it must be spirit. It's spirit to spirit. Praise is, God, you have done this. God, I am so glad you have helped me. You have blessed me. That is praise. When you do that, you are uplifted. But when you say, God, you are awesome. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside you. Neither is there any rock like our God. You are connecting spirit to spirit. And it touches God. But now, give everything. Present your bodies. Your mouth. Let your mouth become an instrument of worship. Your ear, only hear, be tuned to the worship of heaven. Your feet, may they lead you to the place of worship. Every morning you wake up, they say some people, when they wake up in the morning, they say Satan looks at some people and say, oh, she's awake. He doesn't care. Whether you are sleeping or you are awake, it doesn't mean anything to him. But some people, when they wake up, he says, oh, crap, she's up again. Because you are dealing with him. Say, oh, crap, she's up again. So your feet lead you to the place of worship. When you wake up, speak to your feet. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him that bring good news. And what is that good news saying? Our God reigns. Wherever you go, our God reigns. We can sing all these songs, but you know we have time. We have to stay with time. Everything, your hands, as you serve people, let them be a reasonable sacrifice. What you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you say, what you do, everything about us from today, Lord, we pray that you'll make them instruments of worship in the name of Jesus. Even your heart. Because you see, worship is from the heart. You can say the right things. You can do the right things. You can outwardly, but God sees that heart. And if it's coming from a wrong place, you've wasted your time. God, change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. May that happen to us today. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, let us offer a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. That's the fruit of our lips. And Philippians 4:8 says, whatever is good, you know that scripture, and honorable, think on those things. Your mind, give it to the Lord. Your heart, everything, give it to the Lord. And finally, worship is the practice of heaven. That's what we read in Revelation chapter 4 and 5. One seated upon the throne, no contestant, alone as king. And up till today, all the kings of the earth can put themselves together. They don't amount to our God. Nobody can compare with our God. No one is like him. And all the elders and all the angels and all the creatures and people join them in heaven. He says all creatures in chapter 4 and 5. Everywhere they were giving worship to the Lord. May we join in that chorus of heaven. In the name of Jesus. May no one here be missing when we get to that place. When the roll is called up yonder and the worship is going on, may you not be absent. May I not be absent in the name of Jesus. May God raise worship within me. Because it's by the Spirit and only he can do it. We can't manufacture it. You can't say, okay, 12 I'll pray, 2 I'll pray, 3 I'll worship. You can't help yourself. You might try 1 or 2 days. Only the Spirit of God can do it. So, worship. It's the reason, the purpose for which you were created. That's one. Secondly, you are a peculiar people. We are a peculiar people, a new generation. Three is the posture of your heart before the Lord. Four is your personal response. What has he done for me? Your personal response. Five is a proper sacrifice. Give it as a proper sacrifice. And number six is the practice of heaven. What stops us from worshiping? One is a lack of knowledge of God. If we know who God is, no one will prompt you. Secondly, lack of appreciation, lack of thanksgiving, ingratitude. We complain more, I don't have this, I'm believing God for that, I'm praying for this. Thank him for what you have received. Be like that one leper. Don't just wait until I get that thing and that thing. Worship God. It's a sacrifice. That means even when it's hurting, you are praising him. So let there be appreciation in our lives for what he has done. Next, sin. If you live wrong, your worship. You remember Nadab and Abihu? Who knows who they were? Sons of Aaron. They came to offer their sacrifices to the Lord. What happened? The fire consumed them. let's not bring our sacrifice and it's a judgment. Because people may not see you, might be the one singing and praising and dancing. And God is saying, it's not even just God, you know, Satan. Satan is wicked because he was the one that was in charge of worship in heaven. That's why he contends so much for worship. And Satan will be the first to accuse you. Say, this one, I know what you did just 5 minutes ago. And you will begin to feel weak. No. Sin can stop us. Not knowing your purpose for living, if you don't know why you are alive, and you live in the flesh, just what I can get, it can hinder you. Pride. If you think you are somebody when you know, when really none of us, all of us here put together, we are less than nothing. The whole earth, if you weigh it in the scale, in God's hand, we are less than nothing. Isaiah chapter 40. So what are you proud of? What do you have that you didn't receive? Who are you? In Nigeria, we like to say that when somebody does something to you, do you know who I am? Who are you? You are nobody, but for the grace of God. Amen? Finally, carelessness. Carelessness. Be very intentional. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Be intentional. This 1 month challenge we have, let the Lord help me every minute to be conscious, and may the Lord help you. Amen? So that we'll be very, very intentional. We were created to worship. And we have to bring our worship for two things. One is because of who he is. And secondly, what has he done? So we are going to sing together as we pray. And my sisters are waiting to help out. God bless you. They are the best. We are going to sing. The reason I live is to worship you. The whole reason, you know, we're created for that. The reason I read. When we sing this morning, please, please be conscious. Do it intentionally. Don't just sing the words. Dwell on them. Mean them. And the other one is, this is my desire. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. We are going to sing those two songs. And then we are going to break out in your own worship. Really lift up your voice to the Lord and just worship him. Shall we stand together? I worship you. Hallelujah. Just in your mind, put on that garment of praise we talked about. Is there anything you need to take out? Anything you need to remove? Anything you need to repent of, knowingly or unknowingly? Father, we repent. Shall we enter in now as that door is open for us in heaven, as was open for John? Father, we enter in, O God, to that place of worship where we see the angels and the elders and the creatures in heaven. And we join with the creatures on earth, Lord. We come, we walk into your presence now, shoulder to shoulder as one, a family, but individually, we bring our worship. We enter into that place together, O God. Thank you, Lord.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things around me become shadows in the light of you. When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all shadows in the light of you.
Now let's worship the Lord with hands lifted up to the throne of God.
I worship you. The reason I believe.
reason I live. Think about that. The reason I live. The reason I live.
The reason I'm alive is to worship you. I worship you.
Worship you.
The reason I live. The reason I live is to worship you.
Sing that again. The reason I live is to worship you.
The reason I live is to worship you.
Can you just meditate on those words? Really let it go deep down into your spirit. That the only reason you are alive today is not because of anything you have done or you earned, is to worship God. The reason you are alive, the purpose for which He has kept you alive, is to worship. Is to worship. That's all you are here for. The reason you live, the reason I live, is to worship. The reason I'm alive, the reason. Lord, I give you my heart. This is my desire. Let's go now together.
This is my desire. Worship you. All I have within me, I give you praise. I give you praise.
All that I adore,
all that I adore is in you. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way.
Just begin to worship the Lord for who He is this morning. He's glorious in majesty, fearful in praise. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who has your life. Your breath comes from Him. Worship the life giver, the author of life, the one
who is our Savior, our Redeemer, our Helper, our Keeper, the one who is our Justifier, the one who forgives us, the one who is merciful, the God that is kind and righteous and holy, the God that is full of blessing and honor and riches and glory and power. They belong to the Holy God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We bow before your majesty. We worship your excellency. We worship the Lamb of God, the Lamb that rose from the dead, rose victorious, victory over the grave. You had victory over Satan. You have victory over the world. You have victory over death. You are seated on the throne, high and lifted up, exalted, and the train of your robe, it fills the temple. We join with the angels, we join with the creatures. We say, holy, 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 holy is the Lord, who was and is to come, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the rock of ages, the rock of our salvation, the one that gives us life. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Lord Jesus, I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way.
Now begin to dedicate your life afresh. Say, Lord, have your way. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my family. Have your way in my children. Have your way in my money. Have your way in my health. Have your way in my work. Have your way in my home. Have your way in Mount Zion. Every breath that I take, every moment that I'm awake, Lord, have your way. 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 Be God in my life. Be God in my life. Be God in our family. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. We give you our lives. We give you our souls. We give you our all. We consecrate ourselves to you. Lord, teach us how to worship. Help us to worship. Teach us to worship. Train us to worship. Awaken us up to worship. Oh, put your word like fire in our tongues. To worship, to worship, to worship. Pray for somebody beside you. Take the hand of somebody next to you and call on the Lord today to baptize them with the garment of worship, with the spirit of worship, with the spirit of praise. Pray for somebody beside you. Ask the Lord to release upon them and upon Mount Zion, upon our family, the garment of worship, the garment of praise. Open our mouths to praise you, Lord. Open up our spirit, Lord. Our bones, our tissue, our marrows, our matrix. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Rain down your fire. Baptize us also. Mayalara magana, 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 maka. Baptize us today with your power, with your fire, with your anointing, with your spirit. Oh, awaken us up, oh God. Awaken us, oh God, and help us to worship you. Lord, we give you our all. We give you our all. Ayala ramagana masande ala raba Jehovah. Hallelujah. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way.
Father, that's our prayer for each of us. for all of Mount Zion, indeed for the body of Christ. Father, we give you our hearts. We give you all that is in us, from the top of our heads to the toes, to the very down, everything. Flush out anything that will stand in the way and baptize us with fresh fire, fresh wind. May we be men and women of worship, created for your pleasure, for your will, for your purpose. May we satisfy the heart of our Father. So may we live here knowing that we are new creatures because you have started a fire in us, set a fire deep down in our souls that cannot be quenched, cannot be denied. Do it from today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the mighty God of Jacob, the King upon the throne, the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.